40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden took a partial victory for a strengthening economy in last night's State of the Union address, his first before a divided Congress.
Thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
Our respondent, Nancy Cordes from Washington.
President Biden's second State of the Union address started with a show of bipartisanship as he congratulated the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
But the night quickly took a turn. McCarthy had to shush members of his own party at least four times as they booed and interrupted the president when he talked about China, about fentanyl, and when he noted that some Republicans have proposed cutting Medicare and Social Security.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak greeted Ukraine's president on the tarmac when he arrived for a surprise visit to London. The two men met at 10 Downing Street. Then Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the British Parliament in a bid for more military support.
We will always come out on top of evil. This lies at the core of our, but also your, traditions.
Zelensky is also meeting with King Charles. It's a race against time to find additional survivors trapped in massive mounds of rubble in the frigid cold after Monday's 7.8 earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Today, the death toll topped 11,000. In Pyongyang, marked the 75th anniversary of the country's army. Small government-organized groups performed. Others held signs praising the Korean People's Army. The King gets a new title after last night's Lakers game. CBS's Steve Futterman was there.
What a moment for LeBron James. He is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And the crowd here chanting MVP. He entered the league 20 years ago, and tonight he attains one of the greatest records in basketball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who held the title for almost 40 years, was there to congratulate his successor.
LeBron has conducted himself with class. He had a plan. He came right out of high school and went after excellence on the court.
CVS is taking a giant plunge into primary medical care. It's reached a $10.6 billion all-cash deal to buy clinic owner Oak Street Health. It adds hundreds of senior clinics, as well as about 600 physicians and nurse practitioners for COVID vaccinations, strep tests, and other services at CVS pharmacies. S&P futures down 20. Dow futures off 119. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. In the second hour of our program, we'll continue our conversations about last night's State of the Union address. But there are a few other things in the news and things that I wanted to share with you. Last night, one of the main attack points on Biden, it happened when he talked about fentanyl, it happened when he talked about the border, it happened when he talked about immigration, was Republicans in the audience catcalling him, screaming out, "Secure the border!" It happens multiple times. So I think it's pretty important that we go back and look at what happened the last time Republicans were in charge of securing the border. What did they do? Well, they had a big new idea. Hey, we've got the solution to the problem. It's going to stop immigration. These immigrants are just going to stop coming to America if we do this. It was apparently Stephen Miller's idea. He called together a whole bunch of senior Trump administration officials to put it into place. And the plan was to tear children from their parents. Let that sink in for a minute. Tearing children from their parents. Louise and I have three kids. I can't imagine what it would feel like if government officials came to us and took one of our children, particularly when they were young. Particularly if it was for something that I might have thought I did, like applying for immigration, applying for asylum. These were not people who were arrested illegally in the United States. These were people who showed up at a border point of entry and said, "I am requesting asylum." And they were taken in to be processed. They were separated for their children. "Oh, we have to have a private interview with you." And while they were separated, their children were stolen. And when they finished the interview, they came out, "Where's my child? Where's my child?" Can you imagine? Last week, the Biden administration announced that they, out of the 3,924 children that we know had been brutally ripped from their mothers and fathers' arms, they had found 2,926 of them, and there are still 998, almost 1,000 of these children that the Trump administration trafficked into God only knows where. I don't know why QAnon isn't all over this. They seem to be all about the children, right? Nearly 1,000 children still missing, stolen from their parents by the Trump administration, by Stephen Miller, by Christian Nelson, By Nielsen, by John Kelly. This is a crime. You know, Joe Stalin said, a single death is a tragedy, a million deaths is a statistic. And our media seems to deal with this like it's a statistic. Oh, it's 3,200 kids. 3,900 kids, excuse me. No, every single one of them is an individual human being, a child. Physicians for Human Rights got access to a couple of dozen of these parents and their children after they were reunited. And this, and they wrote a report about it. There's a link to it over at HartmanReport.com today in my article about this. They wrote, due to the targeted acts of, I mean, first of all, just imagine for a moment, wherever you live, what would it take? How bad would life have to be around you? How many of your neighbors would have to threaten to kick in your door or burn your house down or rob you or rape your kids? How bad would it have to get to make you take your most valuable possessions, put them in a single backpack, and leave everything else behind with child in tow and walk for days to get to another country to find safety? What would it take? Physicians for Human Rights writes, due to the targeted acts of violence in their home countries, all parents arrived at the U.S. border already having been exposed to trauma, most often as victims of gang activity, from death threats, physical assaults, relatives killed, extortion, sexual assault, or robbery. All parents expressed fear that their child would be harmed or killed if they stayed in their home country. In almost all cases, their children had already faced severe harm before fleeing. Gangs drugged, kidnapped, poisoned, and threatened children, including threats of death, violence, or kidnapping if they or their parents did not comply with the gang's demands. Parents were confident that the journey to the United States would result in protection for their children. End of quote. But they didn't find protection here. Instead, they found a new gang, this one wearing uniforms, who stole their children. Again, Physicians for Human Rights. When they arrived in the United States, however, parents reported that immigration authorities forcibly removed children from their parents' arms, removed parents while their children slept, or simply disappeared the children while their parents were in courtrooms or receiving medical care. Almost all reported that immigration authorities failed to provide any explanation as to why they were being separated, where their family members were being sent, and if or how they would be reunited. In addition, the asylum narratives documented instances of parents who were taunted and mocked by immigration authorities when asked for the whereabouts of their children. Can you imagine? They go on to note, PHR clinicians chronicled that nearly everyone interviewed exhibited symptoms and behaviors consistent with trauma and its effects. Being confused and upset, constantly worried, crying a lot, having sleep difficulties, not eating well, having nightmares, being preoccupied, having severely depressed moods, overwhelming symptoms of anxiety, and physiological manifestations of panic and despair, racing heart, shortness of breath, headaches, feeling pure agony and hopelessness, feeling emotional and mental anguish, and being incredibly despondent. The evaluating clinicians noted that the children exhibited reactions that included regression in age-appropriate behaviors, crying, not eating, having nightmares and other sleeping difficulties, loss of developmental milestones, as well as clinging to parents and feeling scared following reunification with their parents. This is torture. The United Nations identifies torture, this was the 1984 Convention Against Torture, as an act which, number one, causes severe physical or mental suffering, number two, is done intentionally, number three, is done for the purpose of coercion, punishment, intimidation, or for a discriminatory reason, and number four, by a state official or with state consent or acquiescence. It is a crime. And it's a crime that was no accident. In May of 2018, Stephen Miller pulled together a group of senior officials at the White House. He said that they needed to use torture to discourage people from showing up at the border. He said too many brown people were entering our majority white country, or words to that effect. In fact, the actual quote that Julia Ainslie and Jacob Soboroff got from two people who were at the meeting was that Stephen Miller said, quote, if we don't enforce this, it is the end of our country as we know it. In other words, we're no longer an all-white nation or majority white. The meeting calendar says that the attendees included Jeff Sessions, Kirstjen Nielsen, Stephen Miller, Mike Pompeo, Alex Azar, John Rood, John Kelly, Chris Liddell, Don McGahn, and Mark Short, who went on to be the vice president's chief of staff. After Miller's sales pitch, he demanded a show of hands The only person who didn't raise their hand and say, yes, I'm okay with this, was Kirstjen Nielsen. But she later defended the policy and actually put it into place. These people were all in on this crime. And by the way, it's not just an international crime. Section 2340A of Title 18 U.S. Code prohibits torture committed by the American public officials under the color of law against persons within that official's custody or control. All of these people, they were in on the crime. They committed the crime. They should all be facing a prosecutor and a jury of their peers. Now, it's important to put this in context. This is not the first time white people in America have visited horrors upon non-white people. We had horrific acts of slavery, the slaughter of Native Americans, a century of separate but equal. We interned Japanese Americans in the 1940s. But the people who were responsible for those crimes are all dead now. But this time, we have an opportunity to right a crime committed in the immediate past while all the co-conspirators and perpetrators are still alive. Is Merrick Garland going to have the courage to prosecute these people? Will federal prosecutors go after them? Will justice finally be served so that future administrations will think long and hard before using torture as a policy tool? This is worth calling your senators and members of Congress about. The children who were separated from their families, there's still 1,000 of them missing. This is kidnapping. This is criminal. These people need to be held to account. 202-224-3121 is the number for the Congressional Switchboard. 202-224-3121. And don't forget to reach out to your favorite media outlets on social media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Ask them why they're not covering this story better. This crime was committed in our names with our tax dollars. We must respond. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You know, you could do flowers again for Valentine's Day, but then they droop and they dry up and they get dumped out, and that's the end of that. Let me tell you from my own personal experience, and Louise loved these things, these sheets. The best Valentine's Day gift that you can give is from Cozy Earth. I'm talking about the softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. These sheets feel like the mixture of cotton and silk together. I mean, it's just incredible. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that their bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? We sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas are great gifts for Valentine's Day too, or their premium waffle bath towels. You'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Seriously, these are wonderful. Hurry, save. I can get you 35% off for Valentine's Day on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 22 minutes past the hour. Another quick story here I wanted to share with you, and then we'll get back to our conversations about the State of the Union, all things, Joe Biden, Marjorie Taylor Greene, George Santos, Mitt Romney. It was a night full of drama. Speaking of drama, the University of California at Irvine Earth System scientists have, this was just published in Nature Magazine's Climate Change Journal. It's a pretty shocking and really concerning report. AMOC, the Atlantic Meridional, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Michael Mann has told me how to say this more than once, but it didn't stick. Atlantic Meridional overturning circulation, and the southern similar one, that by the end of this century, they could slow by 42%. What this means is, first of all, these currents, this is what produces the jet stream or the Gulf Stream that goes up, the east coast of the United States. Number one, it will radically exacerbate the climate weirdness and wildness. You know, cold areas will get colder, hot areas will get hotter, everything will get more extreme. Number two, this current is one of the main things that helps the oceans to absorb heat and carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Which means that if it stops, the atmosphere heats up more rapidly and it gets more carbon dioxide very rapidly. And that is a disaster. We're talking like civilization-ending level disasters. That's the bad news. The good news is this sentence from the end of the report. Our analysis shows that reducing greenhouse gas emissions now can prevent this complete shutdown of the deep circulation in the future.
So, you know, take advantage of all these benefits from the Inflation Reduction Act. Get yourself an electric car. Louise and I have had one for a couple of weeks now. I am just blown away. It costs a quarter of what it costs with gasoline, first of all. I mean, it's just insanely cheap. And what a, they take off faster than gas. You're just going to love it. And I just plug it into a regular outlet in the house. It charges overnight. It's just, it's spectacular. All right, let's pick up your phone calls here. Steve in New Boston, Michigan. Hey, Steve, you want to talk about Romney and Santos? Good. What's up?
Yes. Everyone last night is wondering what Mitt Romney was telling to George. And we're not lip readers here, but we think that Mitt was congratulating George on his degree from Trump University and winning his seat in Congress and welcoming him.
I thought he was congratulating him on having won his second Nobel Prize.
That could be, too.
Yeah.
But listen to the things that George Santos has been saying. His going to Trump University makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You all right, Steve.
You're wondering, how can all of this stuff happen? And now it all sort of falls into place. Oh, now
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, George Santos is the perfect example of a Republican politician. It's like, you know, it finally they reached the point where, and you know, yes, let's give him committees. Yes, let's let him in sit in the House. Yep, there you go. Steve, thank you. John in San Francisco. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I really liked the speech last night because Biden did something that was just a beautiful move. He got them to all say, you know, openly deny that they were, you know, going to close out sunset Medicare and Social Security.
Right.
And so he finally turned it around and said, oh, so you're all in support of it. Good. That's great.
In fact, he got them all standing. He said, stand up for Social Security. And everybody stood up. And Rick Scott has proposed sunsetting Social Security. Mike Lee has proposed ending it altogether and pulling it out by the roots.
Yeah. No, it was beautiful. On another tack, can I blast the Republican response to the shooting down of the Chinese balloon?
Please. You got 15 seconds.
The Aleutian Trench is 24,000 feet. It's the last place you want to go searching for. And I worked in Alaska in January and February on a crab boat. You don't want to be out in the Bering Sea looking for, you know.
Right. So jamming it as it crosses the United States and then downing it when it's in 40 feet of water, that's perfect, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. John, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In fact, it was so perfect that one of the right-wing stories I was sharing with you earlier was where the right-wingers are saying, did Trump ask the Chinese to send that balloon?
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of the building. And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emix with the Red Cross.
Chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home, and it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
Part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it!
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. You know, for me, going online without ExpressVPN is like using my smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal information on the dark web. I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade now because it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between my device and the internet so my sensitive data can't be stolen. You should too. ExpressVPN is easy to use. Fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all your devices, phones, laptops, tablets, whatever. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Jonathan in Simi Valley, California. Hey, Jonathan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, first of all, Simi Valley, home of the Ronald Reagan Library and the Rodney King trial. So you know what I have to do. Let's go, Brandon. Flags. Anyhow, a couple quick things. I don't want to take too much of your time. Did you know that Marjorie Taylor Greene wasn't the first one that yelled liar?
No, who
if
did?
It was George Santos.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, yes and no.
Oh.
But anyhow, okay. Her tail, the...
George Santos didn't just yell liar. He stood up and asked President Biden if he could speak, and then he delivered a 15-minute brilliant speech.
Anyhow, Sarah Huckabee, whatever it was, she exemplifies why she's the youngest governor. I mean, the speech was completely... it was
juvenile.
I thought she was going to start saying, well, vote for Trump, you know, and it was sick, you know, the new Republican era. What the hell is she talking about there? And Biden, all she could say was Biden's crazy.
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to talk about is since, you know, with back when they were trying to get elected, as far as McCarthy was trying to get elected, it was given to everyone in the Senate, I mean, in the House, that one person could, expect a reelection or have him be reelected again. And it didn't say it had to be a Democrat or Republican. So any Democrat at any time, McCarthy, they can stand up and have an election every time they disagree with his ideas.
It's wild
so
stuff.
It's crazy stuff. But anyhow, you have a good day, Tom. I love what you're doing. And Biden, I was not wanting to vote for him. I was thinking he's an old guy. You know, I'm old myself. But I'd vote for him in a minute after that speech last night. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was brilliant.
He blew the doors out.
It was great, you know. And so definitely Biden, and as far as him against Trump, it's a no-brainer. I mean,
yeah.
I hope he runs against Trump because...
Yeah.
But the only problem, like they said before, the only problem with Trump running is not him winning. It's him losing again.
Yeah.
You can imagine what's going to happen. All right, Tom, you have a great day.
Thanks, Jonathan. You too. Okay,
I
appreciate the call. Thanks. Scott in Houston, Texas. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you? I left politics a long time ago as far as political parties, and I'm not even a member of the Libertarian Party, but I lean Libertarian pretty hard, and I've called your show before.
I know.
And I am sick of the hero worship on both sides. I mean, I listen to both sides. I listen to whatever, Fox News. I listen to your show. And
would you rather Biden had gotten up and just kind of mumbled his way through it?
Well, that's what he did, in my opinion. I mean, there's
really?
No... I mean, look, Biden has lost it. I mean, if you don't see his age and that being an issue.
I thought he did spectacularly. Give me one example of where he lost it last night. Give me one example. I don't know what you're talking about.
Tom, I'll be honest. I didn't watch the whole speech.
Oh, come on, Scott. You're gonna call and say, it was a terrible speech, but I didn't watch it? Seriously?
No.
You're wasting my time.
Tom, you're not listening to me. I'm not saying the speech in particular. I'm one who believes that the State of the Union is a big farce, and I don't care if it's Donald Trump doing it or Joe Biden or President Obama. to me, it doesn't matter what they say, because they're just going to pump up their own agenda.
Well, of course they're going to brag about their accomplishments. Presidents have been doing that since George Washington. I mean, that's the whole point of the State of the Union.
I 100% agree, but nobody can take responsibility for inflation. Oh, it's global. Oh, it's Joe Biden. It's clearly because we spend so much money. We don't have a plan to get to a balanced budget. We ignore all the important things, and we worry about
Biden has cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion so far. $1.7 trillion cut. Donald Trump ran up a fully one quarter of the entire national debt, a national debt that has taken 240 years to accumulate. And Biden is taking credit.
I don't disagree with you.
Biden's taking credit for fixing those things. I think that's a good thing. Scott, I'm going to move along, but thank you for the call. Bobby in La Puente, California. Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Before I get to the point, I want to comment on what you said about those children missing.
Mm.
We're going to do that. Call that number, because it kicked me in the stomach, because I identify. Man, your show is an emotional roller coaster. Okay, on the Biden speech, beautiful. How we handled Green, he looked and then react, made her look like a fool.
Yeah, he even paused for a few seconds.
On her head.
Yeah, he paused for a few seconds there, like, are you guys hearing this? You know, it was amazing.
He hit a inside the park grand slam. You know what that is? Inside the park grand slam.
I don't know
what
that is.
You can hit it out of the park, but inside you have to run the bases. And this is how I picture the ball's in the outfield, and Green and all these Republicans are scrambling for the ball. I got it. We got to get him out. Otherwise, he shut down his speech. You know, it's too good. So he runs the bases, and he hits home plate, and he hits inside the park home run.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I thought he did a great job.
And then he hits on the mental health, which is big on for me, okay? On the assault weapons, that'll never happen, because the Republicans, that's their ace in the hole.
Well, that's their fetish. That's their object of worship. It's their totem.
Exactly. So how did these people disagree on his speech? Compassionate, heartfelt, emotional, it hit me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, it's like these people, they had me growing up. Have you ever had to put cardboard in your shoes? Like this guy Sauer, you know, these libertarians. Mm-hmm. No. So I'm grateful. FDR, my dad loved him. If you had anything against him, my dad would have, I know my dad, punch you in the mouth. That's the way he, yeah. really.
Well, FDR evoked very, very passionate emotions, because he saved America from the GOP. I mean, he literally saved us from the Republican Great Depression. Bobby, I need to move along, but thank you. Your comments are much appreciated and spot on. Gary in Susanville, California. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm great, but I'll get better. How about you, Gary?
I'm quite well, thank you. Tom, I wanted to first point out that I was the second ad on television after the wonderful State of the Union address last night, where two guys lamenting that Washington is going after our Medicare Advantage. So,
oh, really?
I think of your show. I think of Rep. Khanna and the work they're doing. It must be sinking in. So I wanted to congratulate you for getting that word out.
Thank you.
Secondly, I was really struck by the dystopian hellscape that was painted by Sarah Sanders last night, and I thought of the lies and disinformation, and I got to thinking about something I chased down the other day about rumors about Biden and his daughter, and I don't want to amplify it. It's just disgusting, and it is potent on the right. I know that we're never going to convert those folks. Those folks are never going to vote for Biden or Democrats. What I fear is the polls, and I mean the extremes in that population of folks. This stuff's going to incite more violence. Mm-hmm. And when I looked it up online, the first 10 links on Google were links to this story.
Wow.
All of them, every single one, I looked up on Media Bias Fact Check. All of them from unworthy, you know, just low reliability high disinformation websites.
I don't even know what you're talking about here.
Oh, well, there are allegations about Biden and his daughter Ashley. Came out of her diary. Somebody made a quote that came out of her alleged diary, which suggests that she's afraid that her father is going to come into the shower late at night. It's disgusting, and I don't want to go any further because I don't want to amplify it. But the thing is, the first 10 or 12 links, when I looked on Google, all reference that same rumor.
Yeah, they're all bottom feeders.
My solution to this is Google, either through public pressure or through legislation, should be required in their algorithm to elevate factual information above non-factual. And they can easily link through a database to this, to a website, fact-checking this disinformation.
These right-wing sites have gotten really good at their search engine optimization, their SEO work.
Oh, they float
They've
right
got big
to the
money
top.
Behind
and,
these sites.
And my fear is, we've already been through this with Ping Pong Pizza or whatever the name of it was.
Comet Pizza. Yeah.
We're going to Comet, yes. And we're going to activate another extremist who's going to take this stuff seriously and is either going to act it against Democrats or against Biden himself or family members. It's just that dangerous.
Yeah, it really is. Gary, thank you. Now that you mentioned it, I'm familiar with the story. And you know, her diary was apparently stolen, but God only knows what is being said about what was in it versus what was actually in it. Gary, thank you for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations, Big Pharma, and the Medicare Advantage folks, you really rather you didn't know all about.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait.
Is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You know, you could do that flowers thing again this Valentine's Day, but you know, they dry up and they go away. How about getting her a gift that will be on your bed for months, years? We've had these Cozy Earth sheets now for, I think, about 6 months, and they are, just imagine mixing silk and cotton. That's what this viscose feels like. It, you know, you think, oh, it's made from bamboo. It must be. No, it's the smoothest, silkiest, softest. It is just extraordinary. She's going to love it. The perfect Valentine's Day gift. That's why Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. They only use luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose. Now, as I said, made from bamboo. And so is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. Everybody who tries these sheets loves them. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Do it quick. Valentine's Day is on its way. And welcome back. Okay, I mentioned in the first hour that there was this clip out there floating around of Ronald Reagan talking to a group of high schoolers about income taxes. And I didn't know where it had gone. And Sue, who puts together our newsletter every day, Sue Nethergut, found it and sent it to Sean and I. And let me just play these clips for you, and then I'll get back to your phone calls.
We're going to close the unproductive tax loopholes that allow some of the truly wealthy to avoid paying their fair share. In theory, some of those loopholes were understandable. But in practice, they sometimes made it possible for millionaires to pay nothing, while a bus driver was paying 10% of his salary, and that's crazy.
That's crazy, right? And then he speaks to the kids in the audience.
Do you think the millionaire ought to pay more in taxes than the bus driver, or less?
There you go, the wisdom of a high school auditorium. And, of course, Reagan didn't do that. He raised taxes on average working people 11 times and cut taxes on millionaires and billionaires 4 times. But nonetheless, it was a nice little moment, right? A little off-script moment where Reagan's Alzheimer's was catching up with him and he forgot that he was actually still supposed to be a Republican president. He must have been flashing back to his years as a Democrat. Picking up your calls, Jim in Austin, Texas. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Tom. On my mind is the State of the Union. I've seen a lot of them. I'm in my 80s. And my reaction, encapsulated, is it almost felt like Biden was a channeling FDR.
I agree.
It just felt to me like FDR was there. FDR was enjoying himself. FDR was really pointing out the foolishness of the opposition. What was your reaction? I know you do a lot of FDR discussion.
Well, let me give you a little FDR clip that I think was just kind of right on spot for this. Here, this is FDR talking about taxes, right? Income taxes.
A number of my friends who belong in the very high upper bracket have suggested to me on several occasions of late that if I am reelected president, they will have to move to some other nation because of high taxes here. Now, I will miss them very much.
And that, I mean, that, the spirit of Joe Biden, the spirit of FDR. Jim, I'm with you. I think you nailed it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Robert in Portland. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, actually, really quick, that Biden story that was brought up earlier, I just, you know, for fodder for other people, you know, always remind people that Donald Trump has a lawsuit with Jeffrey Epstein, and he paid a cash settlement for that, and then all the stuff he said about his daughter, just whenever, you know, if that story does get amplified,
yeah, pot,
you know,
meat kettle,
remember right. that. Right. Next thing, and you know, it's really great. I appreciate you allowing me to have this conversation with you. You brought up the atrocities that were committed by ICE at our border, and you left out one kind of significant thing. I've lived along the border for a while. I've worked a lot with different immigration protective organizations, and the one thing that happened was they were forcibly sterilizing women.
That's right.
And ICE custody. This was in Georgia. There was a whistleblower, and it kind of came out that it had been happening since prior to 2018.
Yep.
But also, both of our governments are, I say both because we have, you know, Democrat and Republican Party, they were both working for deterrence at the border, which is basically trying to make it harder for them to cross, which I would consider a part of the trauma and the terrorization, which, you know, Obama also removed and separated a lot of families as well. It just wasn't the name of the policy.
Yeah, although Obama wasn't separating children from their parents unless there was evidence that there were some children who were separated from the adults they came with in every case during the Obama administration. This gets wildly exaggerated by the right. In every case during the Obama administration, those were children that they believed were being trafficked or were not with their actual biological parents.
Tom, here's the thing, like every deportation is a family separation, and the kids, and you know, going back to the Trump thing, they were actually putting a lot of those kids in hotels. There was a lot of weird stuff. There was different BlackRock agencies involved. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. I take those issues very to heart.
Okay, thank you, Robert. We're hitting the top of the hour here. We will continue on the other side of this with the Donald Trump is all bent out of shape about Ron DeSantis now. This is a totally weird story. I'll tell you right after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll truly love, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky, like Whiskey Maple or Root Beer Habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20 at mancrates.com. Mancrates.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.